কথা বলবো, যেন আমরা বাংলাদেশে আছি।
ভেরি গুড।
আসলে তো মৌলিক ব্যাপার জড় হওয়ার নয়। উর্দু বাংলো কে লিয়ে ভাই ফিকর হ্যাঁ, এক ফিকর হ্যায়, ফিকর কে লিয়ে জমা হোনা হ্যায়, মজমা করনা নহীন, বক্ত লগানা নহীন। সো মাই ব্রাদার্স, ইফ ইউ থিঙ্ক ওয়ে ইজ আওয়ার গ্র্যান্ডফাদার টুডে, ওয়ে ইজ আওয়ার গ্র্যান্ড গ্র্যান্ডফাদার টুডে, দে অল হ্যাভ পাসড অ্যাওয়ে। সো ওয়ান ডে উই অল উইল পাস। Question is, are we prepared? How to prepare? When to prepare? A man, human being, has a tendency to obey whom he feels is strong. He can do something. He has got power. He has a tendency to obey. We all lack strength to overcome this power. This power, this strength, we lack to understand. Just see around us. The ocean is just behind the city. You can't count the number of drops it has got. The trees, you don't know, billions of leaves are falling every day. And in the rainfall, billions of drops are falling every day. With each drop, an angel drop comes in. So think, the number of angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So it is beyond our conception to think how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see the world, we see the machinery, we see the factory, we get excited. We get amazed. What a big factory, what a nice factory. Just see at the mother's womb where a child is being prepared. It's under darkness, 3 layers of darkness. Very small space. Allah's Qudrat is preparing every child in the mother's womb. Somebody's ears is being prepared. Somebody's lips are being prepared. Somebody's nerves are being prepared. What to talk of a human being? Same is happening with the animals. Same happening when a bird sits on the egg. It's the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see our fingertips. No fingertip is alike. All fingertips are different. All shapes are different. All things are different. All temperaments are different. Everything is different. The tone is different. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created billions of samples. In small area, just 1.5 inch, there are billions of designs. How this small space can make space for so many different types of designs is only possible on the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, we all are heading towards cover. Any time, any moment, we'll be there. We think that we are prepared, but are we? A child comes to the father and tells the father, "Oh that, today in the school, we had athletics. We ran in competition. I stood first. The dad replied, "Oh my boy, very good news. But how many of you ran?" He said, "We were 10 together. I stood first." Then the father said, "How many students in your class?" "The 25. Where were the other 15? So they were looking at us, spectators. They didn't join us. "Okay, next time you run, you take along with everyone. All of you run. And then you see where your position." So now, when they all ran together, his position comes to 7th or 8th. It's not over for us. So alone, we feel that we have achieved something. We have attained the level. But my dear brothers, only death will know which level we have achieved. A person who is accused of a murder takes his running, but he knows actually what he has done. Until the case is over, he neither can sleep well, nor enjoy it, nor can take food. It's always intention. So in the case of ours, we don't know where we have landed. We're giving bayans, talking long, long talks. But the inner heart, core of the heart, what is our niyyah? What is our feeling there? Are we thinking on those lines? You want to sow a seed? You just can't put the seed on the land. You have to plow the land. You make the land soft. So that when the seed is sown, the plant comes out easily. So we need to plow our hearts. We need to plow it hard, with hard work, with manner, in the prescribed form, prescribed way. The Sahabas, you've heard from the elders, what was their life? What changed their life? No economic theory was bought. No management was bought. There's only one thing. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way the Prophet has taught. Inshallah, you will succeed in your life. The Sahabas had to pass a very hard life. First 10 to 11 years, no salat, no hajj, no other orders. There is only one thing, falling towards Allah. Falling towards Allah. You have to fall. The more you throw the wall, the wall cannot retain it. It comes back to you. The more you give the dawah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dawah of the akhir, the dawah of qabr, the more things get into your heart. Man has a different nature than the others. You see a bird, it makes a nest. You see a sparrow, it makes a small nest in the corner of the house on the wall. And it's making for years and years like that. But man, he doesn't. He wants change. The time was there, we should live in caves. and used to make mud houses. Have leaves over it, or branches over the top. Then started making hard stuff, wood and tin. Now he is making a building. He makes a new house. After 6 months, 1 year, he wants to change the house, a different house, a modern house. He can't fulfill his desire. He can't fulfill his desire. Why? Because the man's creation is from a place which is infinite, endless, limitless. His desires are endless, limitless. But we falter here. This is not the place to fulfill the desire. This is the place to control the desire. You control a desire here. You suppress your feelings here. Inshallah, you will be able to fill up all your desires in the days to come. What happens in some training institutions, like in the military academy? You can't do everything at your own. The step system is there. You can't go out. You can't sleep as you wish. But once you qualify from that institution, you are free to do many things. But to develop you, you have to pass that period under that instruction, that limitation. So my dear brothers and sisters, the world here is a very small time. We have a beginning, but we don't have the end. We have a beginning, but no end. No end. We were in the Al-Arwah. Then we came in the mother's womb. Then we are in the world. Then we are in the tub. And Hashem is fine with us. Think about the time span. 50,000 years is one day in Hashem. And only maybe maximum 100 years here. What is the ratio? There's no ratio. No issue. It's very easy for a plant of wood to get washed away on a stream or a river. It doesn't need any strength. The water flow takes it down. But if you want to take it upward, you need to put some pressure, strength on it. So is our life there, my friend. The stream of the world, the stream of this world is taking us down, whereas our target was at the upstream, not at the downstream. To go up, you need to learn swimming, to go against the stream. Once you learn it, very easy. So deen is easy. Once you learn it, very easy. Each act of ours is deen. Very easy. Deen is easy for a poor man. Deen is easy for a rich man. Deen is easy for everyone. You sleep as per the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as per the sunnah of Hudur Rahman sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's deen. You earn in the halal way. It's deep. You use toilet. It's deep. When one achieves the standard of deen in this dunya, in this world, the dunya comes under its feet. It comes under its feet. Musakha comes under its feet. Allah opens the door of barakah. We all are fighting to have peace of mind. are we having it? A laborer who works the whole day under heat and sunshine doesn't have a good place to sleep. When he feels sleep, he puts his head on a piece of brick and he deep sleep. But we take medicines to reduce our tension, to be free from pressure. But still we can't sleep, though we have bought beautiful houses, air conditioners, nice bed, servants to serve us, but sleep can't come. Oh my brothers, this is the place, this is the time to work hard in the way the Prophet showed, the Sahaba did, and the others are telling. We need to change our target. The aim of life needs to be clear in our heart. It should be distinct clear. I learned from brothers here and in Australia. Hundreds of students are coming for study, spending money away from the family. Bearing the cold and other weather differences. But why? They have got a target to attain the level. To attain the level. They are giving time for achieving this level. As we give time to many things of our world, we are giving time to our sleep. We are giving time to our eating. We are giving time for going to toilet. But are we giving time to ourselves? You should think. Are we giving to ourselves? Who am I? This is my hand. Right hand. This is my left hand. This is my head. But where I am? Am I giving time to me? Somebody dies. They don't say, this is Mr. X. They don't say. They say that this is the dead body of X. They don't say anymore. Gone. The person has gone. Could he take anything with him? Couldn't. The relative, the friend. Remove his clothes, even his ring, his watch, everything they removed him. His wife said, please take him out. I can feel well. I feel him. He's alone in the graveyard. Are we going to feel safe? We all are going to feel safe. That is our target. That is our target. When we achieve that standard of obeying the commandments of Allah in its true form, the way the Prophet showed, inshallah, you may eat less, you may have less, but you will have peace of mind. You will have peace of mind. With all things will develop. With all feelings will be created. Develop the feeling here. The figure here. A poor person. In our country we have got messengers, we call messengers a peer. Or the boy who works in the office to take the files here and there. To give a cup of tea and that is his job. He earns very less. So, we have got two daughters. The cost of giving marriage is at times heavy. But if poor man, when he has got the figurative mind, yes, my daughter has grown up. She needs to be married. Does he fail to give her daughter marriage? He tries his best and arranges the marriage. Because he has the figure. Raising, develop the figure for akhirat. Inshallah, preparation for akhirat will be much more easier than coming to hospital for study. Because your every act will take a step forward towards Jannah. Every act. When you see something with the eye which you should not see, and you bring down your eyes down, you are achieving Jannah. You are achieving Jannah. When you are hot with anger and you stop it, you are achieving Jannah. When you call off the mosque in the mosque or the musalla, you leave your job, you put your step towards the masjid, you are getting Jannah. So, deen is the way of life. Deen is the way of life. It's the way of life. Each act of yours is the way of life. Yesterday, when I was telling about our Buddha, that the guest came and he had some stomach problem. And to the person, he came. He was waiting for him. Why don't you take me to him? I come to meet him. One day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days gone. You're not taking me. And someone is coming, cleaning his toilet and everything. Then another man comes in. And he tells him, wait, look, I have come here to meet him. And nobody is taking me to him. Oh, oh, the man who cleaned, he is the man. He is the person to whom you have come. See the clock. See the gate. So what is our feeling at heart? Are we feeling same for the brothers? In the Zohar Quran, Bayan Sahib was telling that about 3 lakh people die every day. 30,000, 3 million. 300,000. So where they are going? Where they are going? We went to Sierra Leone in Africa. 80% Muslim. But you can't trace out a single Muslim. Very difficult. Not their reviving act. 80% Muslim. Reviving act. So my brother, when you have developed the feeling of honor, you achieve this heaven. You can compare this world and the other. The clothes that we use here, they get dirty, they get torn. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah will give you such clothes which never get dirty, never get old, never get torn. We eat here after eating. At one time you say we can't eat and go. The appetite is over. But in general, whatever you desire, whatever you want, is in front of you. No bad stomach. No bad feeling. Nothing. So, if you have developed that yaqeen for akhirat, you have developed that conviction for the life thereafter, you will be ready to sacrifice your life here very easily. A short life, 100 years. If you sleep 8 hours a day, somebody lives 60 years. If you sleep 8 hours a day, 20 years gone. He works 8 hours a day, another 20 years gone. Then at the old age, he has got diabetes, he has a backache. He's got this and that in the hospital. Tell the fever is gone. What is that? But if we develop for each act of our life as per the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as per the way of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each act will act as a welcome.
deen.
Each will know. People, we will have only one feeling after death. Repentance. You have one repentance. Oh, that second that I wasted, the time that I wasted, the wealth that I wasted, the energy that I wasted. Our little act can change the life of many people. Little act. Little. We are going to the mosque, give a knock to the neighbor. Assalamu alaikum. Salah. Time of Salah. So, there was a brother in one area. So the brother complained that his brother doesn't come to the mosque. He sits in Bayan. And his behavior with the brothers who work the dawah is not very good. So you are a newcomer in this area. We have done mashwara that we give you the responsibility to meet him, to talk to him. He said, okay, no problem. He was a shopkeeper. He sells grocery items. Whenever he goes, he buys something from him. Give to salam, assalamu alaikum, how are you? Why want to buy this? Okay, take it. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 months gone, no doubt. Only good akhlaq, no doubt. After 6 months, Niyarat Jamaat came to that mohalla, that area, that community. So same man goes there and tells him, I give me something extra today. We have got some guests to feed. So fine. At the end he says, are you free in the evening? Yes, yes, I'm free. Would you join in the dinner with me? Oh, no problem. No problem. So where? Well, dinner will be in the masjid. Okay, I'll come. Brother, come a bit early. Come a bit early. I'll come. The dinner will be served before Isha. He'll come at Maghrib. So he has gone at Maghrib and he sees an Arabic talking in the Arabic language and translation going and he's sitting. And the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word for akhirat, the word for qabr is going to his head. Gradually, gradually changes. You want to change a man by putting a switch on, it's very difficult. Very difficult. Three sahaba, three to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times he went to the person? There's a lot of sandstorm was going on. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocked the door of Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl thought, in this storm somebody has come and knocking at the door. It means that he is in big problem. Because nobody goes out in such weather. So whatever he wants, I will give him. And he opens the door. He sees the Prophet. But there was no hadaya for him, so he couldn't embrace it. Those hardships the Prophet has shown, we are at ease. Nobody is beating us. Nobody is throwing us from the mosque. Nobody is protecting us on the road or harassing us on the road. Nobody is doing it. So we don't have the value of it, the value of being. A German girl living in the US, somebody read the Quran, read about the Muslim way of life. Allah had decided to give him hidayah, which she embraced Islam and met some Muslim brothers, women, and she asked, well, I have embraced Islam. What is next for me? But you are a woman. Haya is very high for you. Haya is very important for you. So what should I do? Will you take the clothes and use the veil? You want to bear burqa, veil, went to the office. She was working as a secretary in the office, earning good money. When she was covered in the black veil, the office staff said, "Who is this? Who is this?" "This is from Siha." She replied her name and again said, "I've changed my name. My name is this. You can't work like this here. You can't work like this here." "But no, I'll work like this here." "But no, there are other Muslim women working here. They are not dressed like you. Why you want to dress like this? You're reducing your efficiency." She was not allowed to work. She had to leave the job. Now she took a small job in a house to clean the kitchen and everything. She was earning a little bit. Then she said that earlier I used to earn more, but there was no barakah in the money. The money was wasted here and there. With this little money, it was enough for me. Because as I was a bachelor, I was not married. This was enough for me. Then to learn more for Deen, I went to the Pakistan and India. He came to Pakistan, lived there for a few months, and the sisters in Pakistan, they requested her that since he has accepted Islam, the way of life, Allah has given you hidayah, it's better that you take a husband from Pakistan to get married here. What she said is, this is the thing I want to tell you. She said, "Yes, if I get married in Pakistan, I'll be able to get settled here and have a good life, a good husband who follows the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my life will get ease." But my question is one. On the day of judgment, what I will reply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you didn't care, you didn't think about the hundreds of your friends and countrymen in America, those women who don't have the hidayah with them, who are living their own life, did you care for them? So I've decided, I'll go back from here, get married in the US, the Muslim there, and we both will walk among the Americans who will easily accept us because we are one of them. So my brothers and elders, a new Muslim, this is his feeling. What is our feeling? No feeling. No feeling. Why? She has sacrificed. She has sacrificed her environment, her society, her relations. She has sacrificed everything and developed this feeling. So when we sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we develop those urge. We develop those feelings. We develop everything inside. We may be working here, but we are thinking of the whole world, whole ummah. As the Prophet has come speaking, all through his life, even at the death point, as I live in his son's skin, Jibreel is there. At that point he's asking Jibreel, "When I go, what happens to my ummah?" Fikr. The fikr. So our gathering here should carry us with fikr. We go from here with fikr. Fikr of our own home. Our fikr of our earning halal rizq. Because our wealth, our time, everything has been taken away in virtue of Jannah. For Jannah, this has been taken away. And he gave it to us. Use it. But use it accordingly. I have got money. It doesn't mean I waste it. But age, it doesn't mean that time is like a piece of ice. You make it cold, sharbat, and drink it, or you waste it, it's up to you. Every second that ice is melting, so is the life getting melted. So if with my effort, so if with my thinking, the life of you brothers change, this man, this man, after everything is a standard, dunya, nothing is a standard. Where peace is very small, where hardship is small, where everything is small, for a short time, and after, eternal, no end. If you're in Jannah, you're in Jannah. You see the fire here. We happen to be going to a steel mill where they make the steel. The iron was falling like water, melted. A 3000 plus centigrade temperature, just like water. We could stand near this heat, burning our face. But think of the hellfire, which is 70 times more than this fire. Can we tolerate it? Impossible. So that feeling should be here. Oh, how my sister, how my brother, mother, how my daughter, how my wife, should they protect them? Before I protect them, I am protecting myself. I ask my eyes, if my eyes have the proper breaks, do my eyes go away from the thing which I should not see? Do my ears get away from the words of the dogs that I should not hear? Where I am? Has my salat improved? Because we can't see the eyes. Somebody has got eyesight, but there is no light, he can't see. Can you see? He can't see. You need both the lights. The light of the eye and the light outside, you can see. So you want to see akhirat, you need two lights for akhirat. The light of hidayah and the light of ilm of asman, ilm from the sky, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those ilm. There are many people in this world who are not Muslims, but they have learned the Quran and Hadith, and they teach it. But they don't have hidayah, so they can't follow. And many of us, born in a Muslim family, may be having iman, very low power, iman. But there is no ilm. He can't do anything, he can't follow anything. Both are required. You come to the air-conditioned room, from outside, you feel cold. You go out, you feel hot. So you come in a majlis, where there is talk of akhirat, the talk of qabr, you feel better. Because this soul, it has got a special feet, and the body has a different feet. The feet of the body is the worldly things. Feet of the body, but feet of the soul is the commitments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The orders you obey, the soul becomes strong. And for which the Allah say, don't do this. If you restrain yourself from those, the soul becomes strong. You can easily differentiate. There are some brothers, they are always in masjid before the Adhan is there. So that he doesn't lose the Tazbir Ula. But some of us, okay, let there be Adhan, I'll go. But the other person, okay, I'll attend in this. Before the Ruku starts, I'll attend. And the last person, okay, because they make Salam, I'll join in. So you see the difference of Iman? Just see the difference. The one who has that strong Iman, he will put each step thinking, Yes, I should sleep like this. Is this the way of sleeping of the Prophet ﷺ? He's blessed with a daughter. We'll think, is this way to groom a daughter? He's earning. He will think, is this way to earn? And is this way to spend money? We'll think. It all depends on the grade of his iman, the level of his iman. And level comes through hardship, through work, through sweat. You give your sweat here, you save your blood there. You give your sweat there, you save your blood there. You give your youth there, you put your youth mind. Whatever. When? Sahaba gave everything. They gave their youth. They gave them those lovely years of life with the child was growing up, learning to walk and talk. Such a sweet, sweet time. He's out in the way of Prophet. He went going this way to that place, different countries. The people they do. And Sahaba came after 25, 26 years back to his family, giving an entire life. Somebody that was telling them, you people are bleak. You don't care for your family. You go out giving them here for months. Well, Brother Shami was telling to me. I told to him, in Australia people come doing PG. But the Akhlaq and others doing PG here. And the Akhlaq and others is doing PG. But how many years will need? It will need maybe 3 to 4 years. So, this is the environment here today. We have go out for higher studies. No problem. We look up for your families. But Sahaba developed the environment to go in the way of Allah. They developed the environment. So my talk is, going out is not the aim. Going out is to achieve something. So what is that? So this 6 feet tall man, his organs should work accordingly. His organs should work accordingly. Now we are doing dawah and dawah. Jamaat going out and out. Forgetting ourselves, not thinking about ourselves. We are not regular in salawat, we are not regular in tasbihat, we are not regular in tahajjud, we are not regular in talking low, we can't control temptation, we can't control our other urges, but we do not. We are not balancing it. We need to balance. Earlier, in the early days, by Abdul Mahasa, Rahmatullah, I came to our masjid. He was talking a long time back. So he said, in Urdu language, Bada banda maqsad nahi hai. Ameer banda maqsad nahi hai. Ye banda wo banda maqsad nahi hai. Apne ko mitana maqsad hai. The aim of coming out in the way of Allah is not to become big, who can talk well. He said, no. They need to English? Surrender yourself. Humble, to make yourself humble. You see, you are cooking something. In the food, you need a lot of masalas. If the masala is properly grinded, smashed well, the cooking is good. If I can grind myself, I can mix well. I can mix. But above all these, you need one thing, love. Love. Today love is not there. It's a part of love. The five pillars of Islam are salawat, salat, roza, zakat, and hajj. The five pillars? The five pillars of a building. Can you live inside it? God, you need a roof. What is the roof of these five pillars? And I just said, akhlaq is the roof. What is the roof? Akhlaq. By seeing your akhlaq, people are changing. They will not see my namaz and salat. They see my akhlaq. How I behave with my neighbor. How I behave with my colleagues. They will see the akhlaq. But the roof needs some material to make the roof. You need to put iron rods, cement, stones, sand, and water. And then you make the roof. So what is the material of love? Is muhabbat, love. Are we loving each other? Do we have love for fellow brothers? What to talk of others? Do I love my mother? Do I love my sister? Do I love my daughter? Do I love my wife? My wife, she's a cook in the house. She's a guard in the house. She's a teacher in the house. She's a helpful aid in the house. She's my wife. She's my children's mother. She's playing so many roles. Do I really love her? I don't love her. Because a woman goes in the hellfire, she'll fail that day of judgment. Oh my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my husband never taught me these things. He never advised me these things. This is akhirat is like this, jannat is like this, qabr is like this. The daughter will say, the mother will say, the sister will say. So I am not alone. I need to go along with everybody. This is the place where we can develop spirit. In our country, we have got mud furnace where we cook food. Matti chula. So, you are cooking many things there. There is a fire in the furnace and the mud is there. When the rain falls, the mud breaks. The furnace breaks. You are put there. But same mud, same fire, when processed in a way, in a special way, and they are made bricks, do they melt when rain comes? Never. So if we process our time, if we process our heart, if we process our soul, in the way the Prophet has told, Sahaba has done, inshallah, anything comes in front, we will not surrender to it. We'll go forward. As the Sahaba has done. They sacrificed everything for their life for our today. So with this thing, we should go on. For this, they are just saying, we should give time in the way of Allah. Because environment creates feelings inside. Two friends working together, studying together. One goes to England, the other can't go. He works in Canada factory. The brother from England comes back and goes to his house. When he goes to his house, he brings the drinks of the tissue and puts it in the nose because of the bad smell of the cannabis, the leather. The friend at whose house he has gone, he says, oh my friend, you have by going to England, you have changed. You don't like our country people, environment. Our country is poor, he is getting smell. So he says, oh, no problem. He takes him out for a seashore visit for a few days. It turns that he visits seashore. I come back, and then both of them going back to the same house, both of them have got some handkerchief on the nose. Why are you putting handkerchief now? Oh ho, my friend, I've been out there, and when I come back, I'm getting different. So this is what it is. When you go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you hear the talks of akhirat, you don't have the qabr, you hear of the, about the hellfire, jahannam, some feeling develops inside you. You feel developed and then gradually you change. You think, yes, this is my eternal goal. I should prepare for it. For this, the other said, take out time. Take out your time. Take out your valuable time. Little time here to give you eternal peace time comes in forward. For this, there is Tamar, there are Jews, Inchila Jamaat, Chilla Jamaat. Like in Bangladesh, we are going to have an istima from 10th of January 2020. 10th of January. So we need quite a lot of jamaat there. So we all think that you know, for you people, it's very difficult to get a visa or something like that. It's very easy. So if you prepare from now, we can go. We have got our children who are grown up. Let's bring them out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have got friends, colleagues. Get them prepared. With this, what will happen? What will happen? With this, I can create an environment in my society. But if I don't do, With my death, then by my finishing. Even finishing is my home. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. So my dear brothers and elders, the trick is that we should try hard and hard and hard till the end. You never know. Till the end. Till the end we should try hard. There are brothers who can't walk. Even our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, unable to walk, taking help of two on the shoulder and dragging his feet, going to the mosque for the salat. So, this is the example set for us. No food in the tummy, but not missing the namaz and masjid. What? The strength of iman is forcing them to go there. The fear of hellfire is preventing them from denying the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are listening to the you act. Once you act, things become very easy. As somebody is learned, once you learn, as well, you like it. You need it. It's little quantum. But if you take the helping hand, who holds the cycle a little bit, and allows you to pedal few ones, after about 2, 3, 4 days, he has learned to drive a cycle. So his work is this. Initially, young brothers who have not given time, try to persuade him, try to request to be with him. Okay, you want to see this? I'll be with you. Come with me. I'll be with you. One last example I give you. It was in Peshawar, Pakistan. There's a market called Gora Bazar. Those of us will know it. They were a shopkeeper. He used to take hard drink. So he said, we want to go for 3 days Jamaat. But you go with us? He said, by the evening I have to take a bottle of hard drink. How can I go? No. The people are there, they never say, don't do this. They should say, do this. They never say, don't do this. They say, always do this. So he said, go. After all, he's son of a Muslim. He has some little bit of iman in the heart. He brings his 3 bottles in a wrapping piece of cloth. And he said, my friend, I can't take interest in masjid. What Allah will say? What will we do? So in the room outside, in the corner, where the Khadu says, who can see the people there? So he keeps it there. The first day is Bayan, there is Talim, there is Gash, there is Enmin, he's a new fellow. He doesn't understand anything. He says, my knees are getting pain, sitting all day, and fed up. So come out, I'll give you a hot cup of tea and this kind of. They take a lot of tea and a lot of malai and this thing. So second day comes in, so he is fed up. The third day, you take tonight, and we'll, after Isha, go back home. No, my friend, I will never take again. Why? After hearing this thing for 3 days, I felt that I've wronged my life. I'm in the wrong way. I didn't understand. Your environment has taught me. You people didn't scold me. You didn't bully me. You loved me. You cared for me. You never said a bad word about this, but you cared for me. I have decided I don't go back to my shop. From here I go for 4 months. When he went back to his shop after 4 months, the customers came in. The bhai yahan ek khansab tha, where was khansab here? Pathan khansab, very easy. He said, this is the khansab. Oh, no, he's not the khansab. He's a gentleman. So my friend, the story may be a small story, but this may be a story for many of us. We look at heart, we look at our heart in darkness and when we are alone and question ourselves, am I honest to myself? Am I honest to myself? Am I sincere to myself? Is I sincere to my colleagues? Is I sincere to my family? Is I doing my duties to my brothers? Then you feel that you are doing wrong. But when you surrender, oh my God, I have wronged everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, so great, so great. The sky is full of guna, sin. He washes us all with one drop of oil. He's so great. His rahmat is so big. So we should not get scared that what we have done. We should always do istighfar. We should always surrender to him. One of our labor a poor man, he doesn't understand anything, right? He's illiterate. He said one day, "Sir, yes, if you have got a body scar which is injured, and you always have a pain, you will always have a pain, and for the pain, you feel bad. But if you have got something in your life which pains you always, will make you soften yourself, make you soft, surrender yourself. With that pain, you always make dua, and peace will come out. So, the situation in life, the pains of life, the pain from the family, the pain from the poor financial condition, the pain from the health condition, these all are assets for us. These are all assets for us. So surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, please forgive me for this. You will surrender to it. But if you don't have those pains, if you are like a madman, you will not think it. So my brother, we all make this vow today. The kill is death. We all will pray five times regularly in the masjid. This vow. We all will attend a jama'at even if we are on the journey. We all will be there to recite the Holy Quran. We all will attend with the ulama, talk to them, to know the commandments of Allah of each act of life. We save our time from misusing it in the other ways of life by giving time for the masjid, work, meeting with the brothers and everybody. So inshallah, as I am from Bangladesh, I request you all to make niyyah for going to Bangladesh with this Ijtema on the 10th of January 2020 inshallah. All of you have got niyyah inshallah? Okay. My brother, I never taught in English, so I told him that if I could talk in Bangla, so they have to say, so my thing is this, I should surrender as they say. Because there's incident, they want to write a letter to a country and they didn't need the language. They learned the language in 15 days. They learned the language in 17 days. Alhamdulillah, first day, good talk in English. Please forgive me if I have made a mistake. Allah Ta'ala make us and you all give our whole life in the way of Allah Ta'ala.